Welcome to session 4 of Clear Your Beliefs. Today, we're going to clear some of your outdated beliefs about love and relationships, which are at the heart of so many of our difficulties. We are social creatures. We can't survive without relationships. Even a monk meditating in a mountain cave needs people who will bring him food. An artist who works completely on her own still needs a dealer, a gallery owner, and customers in order to survive in the world. Most of our problems in life are problems with other people, if not directly, then indirectly. And most of us want a secure, positive relationship with a special someone. We want to be married to a good person, bring children into the world, become a parent, then a grandparent. We want to be successful in the world, which means being successful with other people in the world. Today, we're going to focus on loving relationships with family members and with our beloveds. We've had 3 sessions so far. My question to you, particularly you, dear listener, is what results are you seeing from this work? The changes you're experiencing could be dramatic or they could be subtle. When you clear out beliefs at the subconscious level, the results can be invisible. And there's a reason for this. We're deleting beliefs that have been there for decades. And that process of destruction creates the lack of something that was there before. What does that feel like? Well, it may feel like a sense of space or possibility. You may feel clearer because the thing that was holding you back is now gone. If you installed empowering new beliefs, you're likely to just feel better about things because your system's operating normally or optimally rather than with a grinding of those gears that comes from holding opposite beliefs at the same time. Instead of putting one foot on the gas pedal and one foot on the brake, you're just pressing on gas and there's no resistance. When you discreate a belief, what you create is space, that is room for something new. And when you replace the old belief with a new empowering belief, it's the truth about who you really are and what you can do as a creator of your own life. It creates new possibilities for how you relate to others and to the world. What's gone is the struggle, the pain, the interference, the blocks and the barriers. What's present is possibility, open space in which you can create what you want. You might also notice that life in general, or some things in particular, are just easier or less troubling. Something that was bugging you before is just gone. Your mind might be quieter. Your responses to other people might be kinder or clearer or less reactive. When you remove a block or a barrier that had been standing in the way, it just looks like a beautiful, clear day for moving ahead and taking action. There are some times when you get a big wow reaction to a belief clearing or a revelation. A huge brick wall in your life just crumbles at your feet or it disappears completely. It's usually more subtle than that, but those subtleties add up to more ability, more good feelings, more forward movement without resistance. So take a moment and look to see whether this might be true for you. Give yourself a once-over with your attention. Have these past weeks been a little better in subtle ways? A little easier, more productive? A little less pressured or less frustrating? Now, some people actually experience things getting a little worse during this process, and that's actually good news also. Discarding some beliefs is like taking a plate off a stack of plates on one of those springs at the lunchroom counter. You know, the ones where one below pops up when you take a plate off to take its place. So deeper beliefs that have been hiding in the subconscious can come up to the surface and make themselves known. This is a good thing, although it can be uncomfortable. Sigmund Freud said that the goal of therapy is to make the unconscious conscious. And Carl Jung said, the unconscious is not just evil by nature, it's also the source of the highest good, not only dark but also light, not only demonic but superhuman and spiritual and divine. That's what we're doing. We're exposing what was unconscious to your conscious mind, so you can make a conscious decision whether you want to delete it or keep it. Is that belief serving you, or is it not serving you? If it's not, get rid of it. So if something negative is happening that wasn't happening before, know that your subconscious mind is handing you the next key that will open the next lock. When you were a kid, did you ever have one of those toys called the Jack in the Box? If you did, you know that you turn the crank until the top pops open and a clown pops out. It was in there all the time, coiled up, putting pressure on the top, and when the top springs open, it suddenly appears. Now, if you watch a young child with one of those things, the first time it happens, it scares the hell out of them. It's really frightening. But then after a while, they turn that crank and they look forward to the surprise. So beliefs are just like that. When they pop up, they can be scary. But they were there all the time, putting pressure on your system. And once they come out, you can deal with them and discard them. Then the pressure that was there and the fear that it caused are both gone. Okay, we're going to be talking about two of my favorite topics today, love and relationships. There's a bonus call in this program that I'm very excited about, and I want to highly recommend that you listen to it after you listen to this session. Carista Luminaire is both my colleague in this field and also my life partner. We created a program together called Confused About Love, The Keys to Creating a Secure and Passionate Relationship. We've also studied two particular personality traits in detail, narcissism and codependency, and we have another program called Healing from the Impact of Narcissism and Codependency. In the bonus call, Carista describes bonding patterns, the early attachment that forms early in our lives with our parents. These are beliefs at the very core of our consciousness, and they were determined by how our parents treated us as infants. We learn what love is and how love works and whether we're worthy of love from interacting with our parents and our caregivers and watching them interact. The beliefs that we accumulate either make us feel secure or insecure about ourselves and about others. We call these attachment or bonding styles the love styles. The particular style you formed in childhood impacts your adult relationships in a big way. I don't want to give too much away. Just know that you'll get a lot out of listening to that bonus program. It's a perfect fit after today's session. And there's an additional bonus, which is a free assessment that you can take in about 5 minutes called the Love Style Profile Quiz. Take that quiz after you listen to Carista's bonus call, and you'll get a customized 6-page assessment describing your own unique love style. My hope is that you'll continue this work on your own this week. By listening to just the recorded journey on this recording, you can take another belief through the process. Some people go through the process 5 or 6 times with different beliefs, and that is great if you can do it. Okay, so now get yourself centered. This is going to be a meditation on relationships.